Welcome to KCIABC Today, the podcast of the Kansas City Chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators. I'm your host, Roy Harriman.
Our guest today is KCIABC President Sarah Folkerts, and we are here to talk about the Kansas City Quill Awards, where we recognize the best of Kansas City marketing and communications. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, Roy.
You bet. And Sarah, the first thing we need to do is clarify the name, especially for people who have been a part of this awards competition in years past. It used to be called the Bronze Quill Awards, and it's now called Kansas City Quills. It's the new name, but it's the same great competition and awards dinner. And I understand we changed the name because the price of bronze has gone up, right? And we just can't afford to give out these 50-pound bronze trophies anymore. Is that the situation?
Right. The cost of these medals has really grown. But we changed the name to just the Quills because we would hate to give our entrants or other folks the impression that bronze is in any way third tier. We really believe that the Kansas City Quills competition is the best and most robust and comprehensive competitions program for communicators in the Kansas City area. There's no question on that for me, because I know that we have recently made upgrades to the program. We've looked again closer at the types of categories that we accept entries in. We've looked at the range of our entrants, so their industries and where they are represented. And then, of course, we now have judges from all over the world, because we can accept entries online, and that means we can share them online. So to me, that means that this is really the premier communications competition in Kansas City. So we wanted to up the ante on this competition and get rid of that bronze, because in no way is this competition third tier when compared to anything.
Those are some excellent points. It is an outstanding competition, and it's been around for as long as I can remember. You touched on this in your response, and you may have some other thoughts here. People have lots of opportunities to enter contests. What makes this one especially valuable? Obviously, you can't enter everything that comes across your desk or comes through your email inbox.
Right, that's true. You know, from my personal experience, I enter programs or projects that represent a year's worth of work. I know many people work on major initiatives like that, maybe major initiatives that saw huge returns. The ROI was large. Or maybe you worked with a client and did something out of the box that you didn't do before, or partnered with somebody that's maybe unexpected. Those are really great examples of entries that do really well. Not to say that the work that you do all the time every day is not seeing great results and has really great partnerships and really great ideas. So those are some really great ideas for what to enter, but you really should think about why you want to enter and choose wisely. I know, we can't enter everything we work on throughout the year, but you definitely want to enter competitions like Kansas City Quills, because that hardware sitting on your desk is a great personal brand for you. It's building up your cachet as a communicator, but it also reflects well on your company. And companies that enter and do well in this competition definitely have an increased reputation for the communications that they are doing, not only in Kansas City, but that ripples throughout everywhere else as well. And of course, if you have clients and they're wondering, you know, what types of communications results that you have, having a quill on your desk definitely proves to them that you are one of the top communicators and you know what you're talking about and you've achieved real results, which is what everyone's looking for in their communications.
So benefit to you personally in your career, benefit to your company, your department, to your boss is going to be happy to see you bringing that award back in the door, but also beneficial to clients, other people who you're trying to do business with and connect with, because it establishes your record.
Absolutely.
How much time does someone need to put aside to prepare an entry, Sarah?
That's a great question. It it can depend. As Mark Twain said, if I had more time, I'd write a shorter letter. That kind of rings true with the quills. You only get 2 pages. So for me, in order to condense the amount of work that I've done in a concise manner into 2 pages takes me anywhere between probably four hours, give or take an hour or two. So sometimes it depends, and depends on how often you've done these. I've worked with people who have a real great approach and almost science to entering awards programs. So for them, it probably only takes 2 hours. For me, it takes somewhere around 4. So I would be prepared to invest at least 4 hours in that, into entering.
Sure, and that's a modest investment for looking back over a year's worth of work and such a significant project and possible reward as winning a Kansas City Quill Award.
Yeah, I think so.
And one thing we want to make sure and let everyone know is we had an original entry date, but we're actually giving everybody a little more time to follow up on your Mark Twain statement. What is our new entry deadline?
Our new entry deadline is now Friday, March 15th. That gives folks one more week of work to find those extra hours that they might need to prepare their entry.
Okay. And if you don't procrastinate, you can get on it today and have it done early.
Yeah, that would feel really good.
Sarah, for those who are not fully initiated or haven't participated in this before, how do we announce the winners? What all is involved in getting the word out about those who win a Kansas City Quill Award?
Oh, that's a great question. We give out the Quill Awards every year at what we call the Quills Gala, or gala, however you pronounce it. And that's important to us because we actually have people who attend this event. It's usually an evening, and there's dinner provided or food and drinks. And like I said, we have people who attend who actually didn't enter because it's just a good time to connect with other communicators and hear about what people are doing and become re-energized by this community that we've built through IABC Kansas City. But really, it's a great opportunity if you've entered Quills and you have the opportunity to win. It's a great time to congratulate your team and reward yourselves for the great work that you do throughout the year. So that's another great reason to join or to come. And this year, I'm very excited to let people know that the Quill Gala is going to be at Boulevard Brewery. They have an event space downtown there, and of course, we will be serving Boulevard beer. So I hope everyone listening can join us there. I believe that's going to be on May 2nd, which is a Thursday night this year.
When I've attended, I took away, good ideas. It was inspiring to see just some of the work, some of the ideas that people had put forward, and that was another benefit.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts about the evening is that we recognize the top 3 entries throughout the competition. So those entries can come from any category, and it means that they were the highest scored by the judges overall. So they really are the cream of the crop when it comes to entries into the Quills. And because of that, we get to hear little case studies about what are these programs, these entries, all about, and get to hear some fresh new ideas that come out of them. And of course, we crown an overall best in show winner out of one of those 3. And that's probably one of my favorite parts of the evening.
One last question I have for you, Sarah, is it would be important to, I think, to let our listeners know that these entries are all professionally judged, as you said, by people around the country, not by us or, my brother-in-law or that kind of thing. They're judged by a professional, objective criteria.
That's right. And I'd say that I've gotten the opportunity to judge a lot of entries for other types of programs, but so I kind of know what judges are looking for. So if folks need tips for successful entries, I'd like to share this one. I think you just need to focus on one tip, which is you need to be crystal clear on your goals for measurement as part of your program. It's I think it's best to combine your goals with your tactics and then your measurement when you're preparing your entry. If you do that, you'll have a winning entry. That's how important this is. The best entries I've seen as well do this using a chart for efficient use of space and clarity, and really to make it easier on the judge. So here's my goal, here's my objective, here's how I'm going to measure it, and then here's how I did this and my results. And anytime you can make it easier on a judge, the better you score. And this is really another reason to stick with the page limit we've given you, so that judges don't have to go too far or track back to your goals. Like I said, short and simple is the way to go there, and be really clear on your goals and your measurement or your eventual outcomes.
Right. We don't want to wear out the judges and make them grumpy when they're looking over your entry. So.
Right.
Well, Sarah, thank you for filling us in. It's going to be a great year of entries, and it's going to be a great gala. Any final thoughts for people as they're considering contemplating entering the competition or coming to the gala or both?
Well, I really hope people will consider entering some of their work this year. I know that budgets can be tight, but for me, if I was thinking about this like a strategic communicator, investing a few dollars into getting that hardware, improving my value as a communicator, I think is really worth it. And plus, the gala is going to be a really fun time, and we're all going to have a great evening celebrating the excellent communications that our colleagues in Kansas City produce. So I really hope folks consider participating in both programs, entering the quills and coming to the gala.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you, Roy.
And the application for everybody is to go to kc.iabc.com and begin the entry process.
Thanks for joining us for KCIABC today. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes as well as our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe to receive automatic updates on both. Learn more about us at kc.iabc.com. Thanks again.